A summary and analysis of Sophocles' Antigone. This podcast will plunge into the Greek world and analyze the thinkers who lived long before us. After Oedipus Rex, Antigone is the most famous of Sophocles' plays to survive. Written over 2,400 years ago, Antigone is one of the sufficient examples of Greek tragedy. The play explores its central moral issue through its two main characters, Antigone and Creon. It remains as suitable now as it was when Sophocles first wrote it. The narrative of Antigone is intricately woven with the Oedipus legend, a tale that unfolds in Oedipus Rex and Oedipus at Colonus by Sophocles. The legend, which chronicles Oedipus's unwitting patricide and matricide, culminates in his exile from Thebes. The power struggle between his sons, Ediocles and Polyneices, over the city's throne triggers a devastating war that claims their lives. Creon, their uncle, assumes the throne in the aftermath of their deaths. Creon's decree to honor Ediocles with a burial while denying the same to Polyneices sets the stage for a dramatic conflict. Antigone, driven by her love for her brother, defies Creon's order and undertakes the forbidden task of burying Polyneices. Her act of rebellion leads to her imprisonment, despite the desperate pleas of her betrothed, Haemon. Tiresias, the seer, warns Creon of the divine retribution that awaits him, but Creon's stubbornness prevails until he finally relents, albeit too late to save Antigone or Haemon. The tragedy reaches its peak as Antigone and Haemon meet their untimely ends, followed by the death of Creon's wife, Eurydice. The play concludes with Creon, now empty and broken, mourning over the lifeless bodies of his loved ones. This grim tableau is a stark reminder of the devastating consequences of his tyrannical decisions, a testament to the destructive power of pride and hubris. Need to learn how to analyze a book and write an essay? Find help from the authors of EssayShark to get guaranteed quality help. Antigone analysis. Antigone raises several moral questions that remain as important to us now as they were when Sophocles wrote the play almost 2,500 years ago. What are the limits of a ruler's power? Should there be clear limits? What inalienable freedoms and rights are people afforded? Like many great works of art, Antigone is more complex than a plot summary can convey. For instance, the above summary paints Creon as a tyrannical ruler who drastically, and fatally, oversteps the limits of his power, with consequences both for others and, as is always the case in Greek tragedy, for himself. He has to live with his mistakes, having lost his wife and son because of his tyranny. Yet it is worth remembering, in Creon's defense, the reasons for his harsh decree at the play's outset. Polyneices, after he fell out with Ediocles, had raised an army and marched on the city to seize power and rule the city. Would Polyneices have treated the people of Thebes well? Or would he, in anger at his brother's behavior, have torched Thebes to the ground? Creon's decision not to allow Polyneices a sacred burial is designed to send a clear message that this man was an invader, a would-be tyrant from whom the people of Thebes have been saved. Of course, Creon's flaw is that he fails to realize that he has become the very thing he declared he was saving Thebes from. Weighed against Creon's decision as a ruler is Antigone's decision as a sister. She owes her dead brother the funeral rites to enable him to enter the afterlife and find peace in death. The conversation she has with her sister, Ismene, who refuses to help her, neatly summons the immoral nature of Creon's edict and the central clash of values embodied by the play. When Antigone says she cannot betray their dead brother, Ismene's response is to say, but Creon has decreed it. The law says no can do, but in this case, the law is an ass and more immoral than family values which have held sway for centuries, indeed longer. Antigone's response to her sister is to ask, by what right? By what right does a tyrant forbid a sister her right to bury her brother? As the play emerges, what transforms Creon into a tyrant rather than a judicious politician is his stubbornness and refusal to change tack even when all the evidence points otherwise. If he had initially forbidden the burial of Polyneices because he wished to honor and protect the people he ruled, he has now become their worst enemy. When his son entreats him to see sense, he refuses and loses his son forever. Then, when Tiresias, who has the gift of prophecy, tells him he's following the wrong course, he secretly knows he has made the immoral decision, but to save face, he refuses to admit it, hoping to undo his decisions quietly without everyone else finding out that he has reversed his original decree. As John Burgess observes in his analysis of Antigone in his excellent The Faber Pocket Guide to Greek and Roman Drama, Faber's Pocket Guides, whereas Creon's authority had previously seemed to speak for the whole of Thebes, now it sounds like naked self-assertion, the words of a man who is determined to impose his will, even if he knows it's the morally wrong thing to do. Despite its title, Antigone is really Creon's play more than Antigone's. He is the real tragic figure at the center of the play's action in that his tragic flaw, his inflexibility, is his undoing, and for which he must undergo suffering or catharsis by the end of the play. He also speaks more of the play's dialogue than Antigone, who spends much of the second half of the play walled up in a cave before returning as a corpse. In this respect, Antigone is like Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, which may be named after the Roman general but is the tragedy of Brutus, not Caesar. Nevertheless, Antigone is one of the most significant female characters in ancient Greek tragedy, and this is one reason why the play has continually proved popular to new generations. The other is that although, at first glance, the play appears to be about a largely unfashionable clash between civil and religious law, it has endured and continues to be relevant to modern readers and audiences because it is really about honoring family in the face of inhumane and unjust, indeed, immoral, laws that forbid such a thing. It's no accident that the play attracted a 20th-century writer like Bertolt Brecht, who translated it in the late 1940s. Antigone will remind us of the importance of doing the right thing whenever there is tyranny. Find more paper writing guides on our website.